There's a Google document. In the ADA club's folder that has all the codes to the shacks.
Okay. And do you have it if we walk over there now?
Let me just.
Okay. I can show it to you.
So we're clearing out of this building, but that isn't something that's going to happen. I heard we're clearing out of this building, but I don't think that's happening soon.
No way.
Oh, how can they do that? Where is everyone going to go?
Maybe I'm mistaken. I might have heard it wrong.
There are a lot of people here, and there are lamps and things.
Maybe I heard it wrong. Okay.
It seems unlikely.
Every time I'm here, I'm impressed by the radio telescope sitting on the roof.
I have A2 shack. So it's the same as the A2 shack?
That is the A2 shack.
Oh. Okay. I have 2046. Is that...
That's the room number.
That's the room number. Okay. So that's the room number. Well, so now I need to find the code. Let's see. I need to find the... I have the code. Let me put the code on the same note as the...
All right.
Thanks. It helps to have those thoughts to study the company.
Right.
Room number and the code. Stop by, pick up the script.
If there's different classes, go ahead and take a technician. Technician license, but are you interested in getting the list? Is it general?
General.
Extra, yeah. So do we have study material for this?
There's material on the web, online.
Okay. Yeah, I know online there's a lot of stuff, but it's wrong, but then they'll put it out.
I don't know, I mean, they change it every few years, every, 4 years, something?
Yeah, what we have was,
Okay, I see.
I know the extra changed the month after I took it. It's like, all right, I've got to take it now or I'll start over.
So you said it was room 2046, A2?
Let me just go back and see what it says. A2 check, 2046, yep. And then I have 32145 as the...
Yeah, it's that.
As the combo.
And 38 is 2 plus 4 and then 3.
2 plus 4?
2 and 4 at the same time.
I think I have that. I should have all these shacks in the same note. Shack. Oh no, I don't. Hang on.
I put it on there.
Call this number, which is a code. No, edit, you stupid thing. Edit. Okay. D. don't remember for the DA to check.
No.
But we'll go up so I can get it. And the code is what?
What did I say?
204 together and 83.
Was it a big deal getting your antenna back up?
Health security had to let us on the roof. I didn't actually go up. One of my techs went up and put the antenna through the cable over. We stuffed it through the liquid nitrogen line. The hole where the liquid nitrogen line pokes through the concrete wall. Because there's like a half inch gap there. Yeah. And then...
So you had a ready-made conduit for... That's great. You just had to share it with the liquid nitrogen line. Okay.
It's a concrete wall. You gotta take what holes you can find.
Yeah, I'm
not your first person.
I'm gonna call Mikey on Simplex from here right after this meeting because he's usually back by the
conference. Hello.
Yeah.
I'll be on at 8 tomorrow. Oh, thanks.
Okay.
And our meetup frequencies will be the same.
Yeah, same.
And is it gonna be public access or club member access to the shack for use, or is it,
well,
in your private
it's
lab?
In my lab.
In your
so,
lab. It's not a public area.
I mean, people can contact me for access, but it's just 2 meters of 440, so.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just got a fancier antenna than this, which I think here. Simplex from anywhere except D3. Yeah, you can contact me for access. It's in my lab.
So you're going to have the whole thing all self-contained, or is it going to have an antenna on the roof or something?
The antenna's on the roof.
Okay, cool.
It's strapped into a vent pipe.
So that's the... Anything else to report about?
Programmed in frequencies, and we can hear people, so...
Could you hear the? Could you contact the repeater?
Yeah. There was no one on. I just came in and said, "This is the W6B and B repeater."
Baton sounds is like a success message to me.
So.
So what the heck is that? This is a little Monday night net. Thank you, Juliet, or whatever. What is that that they always hear on the repeater? You know what that is?
Presumably they have a Monday night net.
Yeah, but it's always like just before the 8 o'clock.
It's an automatic system. It automatically says that.
Yeah, but so what does it mean?
There's a net on Monday. Do you know what a net is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, why are they talking about that? Yeah, just before 8 o'clock in the morning.
It's set on an automatic
it's
timer.
It's on the timer.
Okay.
And it's not our repeater. It's
yeah.
the LCGO's repeater. And so it's their radio club's net. It's advertising it. I think it does it a minimum of once an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you leave it on, it'll say that.
Throughout the day.
Okay, that's bizarre. But
in fact, sometimes I realize that I left it on because it's starting Monday night. Yeah. Oh, I guess I should shut my radio off. So I'll try it tomorrow.
So you're going to be our net control operator?
I guess so.
All right.
until someone else decides they want to volunteer.
Well, ideally...
I have it written down here already.
Yeah. I'll just stop by and get the script. I'll do that on the way back.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think there's a table or a desk.
Yeah, I've been in that shack and I've seen it, so I just need to grab one.
I'm wondering... We're going to get Joe to show us the
Joe would be useful because
I have a receipt for him.
He's the one that uses it constantly.
What I was doing with the receipts lately, like for the Christmas parties, I'll just scan it.
Email it to
them.
Yeah, that's a good idea. In fact, I can email it directly from the photocopier. I can email it to myself. Problem is, it doesn't have like the lookup. You can't just type in, Joe or Barger.
You can do Joe.Barger there.
I know, but yeah, then you have to type in the whole thing.
Two more characters. All right, well, that's good about you and Jack. And anything else, any other business that they have with us saying email? The co-operator will be Teresa.
If someone else wants to do it, please feel free to volunteer.
Sometimes we do presentations. Is there any, not that I know anything, but is there anything anyone would like a presentation on? I could research it and present it at a future meeting. We did one on weather satellite reception. Actually, that's a splendid idea. I think I'm going to just take that. I can. I don't know if I can. Pardon me? I have my other idea for you. Oh, okay.
A tree-mounted dipole.
A tree-mounted dipole?
Yeah.
For
home use?
For high frequency, of course.
For HF.
Okay.
And what kind of tuner would be? I think you need an antenna tuner, probably, or something like that.
Okay. So a complete setup for that? Okay. That reminds me, do we have a... We have HF equipment. Of course, to go buy HF is a lot more money than just buy it.
I don't understand why it's so much more for the radio.
I don't know either.
I can get a VHF radio for $30, but then if I want to get the HF, I have to spend $700.
Right. I was wondering if the club has one that club members could check out.
We have radios. They're all in shacks that I know of. I don't know if we have any that might be extra radios
or not used. Would one that was portable be something to bring up? Maybe we could consider as a future purchase?
I think we could consider it.
I think the reason we don't have things like that is that they tend to go away and not come back.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought Joe had a KX3.
That's true, yeah.
Well, and the reason I'm asking is for that. I don't have my general license yet, but this would give me a good reason to do it. Plus, at least I could listen if I set up an antenna like you're describing.
Mm-hmm. So
I could certainly research what it would take to do that. So you're talking about a portable,
tree.
Like permanently mounted to a tree?
I'm thinking of something for my own house.
Oh, okay.
The spots where I could install a tower are too close to the property line, and so I can't install a tower there. And I was talking to one of our guys has an aluminum tower he wants to get rid of, but I'd love to have it, but I don't have a place to mount it because it has to be within further than 5 feet away from the property line, and that, I don't have a spot like that. Because I have sheds that are right up against the property line, and then and my house is too close, too.
Well, if you'd like to sell it, if you send it my way, I do have a place for it.
Oh, you have a place for it?
Oh, sure, I do.
But it's Ed Warren.
Ed Warren? Okay. I'll send him an email. It's okay if I just email him
and tell
him you mentioned it.
Yeah, okay. He has an aluminum tower, and tell him I'm not interested anymore.
Because you can't?
I don't have a spot to put it.
Okay. So I picture a tree-mounted dipole is essentially a wire, and the vertex of the V would be up in the tree, and then you'd have it anchored on each side? Is that what we're
doing? No, I think what I'm what my idea is I have a tree, I have really tall trees at the front of my property and a pretty tall tree at the back of my property.
Oh, from the front to the back.
And then go between the two.
Okay.
And have the middle be the middle, and then it'll dangle down to the house in the middle.
Okay, and your feed line.
Your house is in between. Your house is right here.
This is my house. There's the house. And I have a tree here.
Okay.
And a tree here. And then a lot. And it kind of goes across the feed line.
Okay, yeah, I can research that.
Because then I'll get as big of a wire in the air as I can. I was thinking that would be best.
Okay.
Give me most transport.
Might get some good bird picture taking opportunities.
The thing we have to think about is when the Santa Anas come.
Well, I've seen some setups and they include some bungees and some slack in it, and where it's not the antenna that's not hooked to the tree. A rope is hooked to the tree, and then the antenna has a wheel, and it's hooked to that. And then there's give, because the trees are going to blow. And so
especially if the trees are different.
I want the wire to move and flex with the trees, but I don't want it to snap.
Right.
Do you need the ability to hoist it up and take it down?
Yeah, well, you do that. You get that by the ropes on the end.
So you'd have
so you tie the rope at the bottom of the tree.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you crank it up.
Sounds like you have a clear idea of what you want already.
I have some of an idea. I've researched some of it.
Well, you should be giving a presentation.
Yeah, I will.
Now, my husband has been doing, he is in the California State Military Reserve in the communications section. And they just learned something about some digital modes, and they have this computer program, and they've been messing with digital modes. So I could bug him to give a presentation on that.
Do they do Mars at all, or no?
They're netted on a Mars frequency, Tuesday night net is on a Mars frequency.
I'm pretty sure your husband can handle that. Since I watched him do it at our field day.
Yeah, so messing with digital modes.
And on that note, we should make sure that we have our setup for field day.
Yes.
Better. So we should check on the field day equipment.
Well, let's see now. Last month, Joe mentioned we had this new antenna, just bought, and I would like to propose that we spend one club meeting where we set up the antenna and figure out what it is and set it up somewhere. I don't know where we can do that. I don't know.
We can have a club meeting in the trailer.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of mounting, what kind of setup the antenna has. He said there was a crank, but I don't know if you have to fix it to something, or...
I think you illustrate why we need to do what you're saying.
So if we're ready for field day, we can set it up, we can test it out.
Yeah, I think it's great idea. Put it in the... I'll talk to Joe and see what month works best. We've got to do it soon because June's coming.
March, April, May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be good if we could have, and May could be prep for field day, because it's usually the end of May and it's usually the beginning of June, right?
Field day is in June, not necessarily the beginning.
It seemed like last time it was shortly after our main meeting.
So, along the lines of the antenna, what should we do to check out the trailer equipment?
Oh, yeah, we need to see if the radio is even been sent out for repair yet.
I thought we heard that it went out.
Well, it was taken out of the trailer. I don't know if it actually got to the repair place.
So this is a trailer that's...
We have, it's by A6, between A6 and B1, actually. And it's, used to be the old emergency communications trailer. And it's got a couple of, it had an HF radio, which was broken and needed to be sent out for repair. And VHF. But we, last year...
June 22nd and 28th.
Oh, all right.
Oh, wow. Middle of summer.
June 27th and 28th. So when's our June meeting?
One second.
Maybe it was after the June meeting.
That's two days.
Well, yes, yes.
We'll do the prep either May or...
No, not the, let's look at what this antenna is, but a...
Practice, setting up the antenna, like a practice.
April.
I want to do...
We should know how to do it ahead of time. But then we should...
Exactly.
We should be... Do it again, or do...
We'll do another prep right before the meeting.
Do our new members know what happens on field day?
No, I never went to a field day.
Field day is a two-day event.
Uh-huh.
Last year we didn't go the whole 2 days for various ham radio community groups try to contact each other, keep track of the contacts, and there's like contests for who makes the most contacts.
So is that going to be down here, or where's the location?
Last year we did
everywhere.
It at BC1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So wherever there's
like it's done available. Everywhere.
Oh yeah, it's throughout the
world. Sets up a location and what we did was last. I thought the location we had last time was actually like a. People that don't have
badges.
Right.
The only thing is
it also
not
had practical advantages.
Place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right. There was a bathroom right there.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Are you going to target any multipliers?
Yeah, we'll try and do more multipliers this year. Because actually, there is no public. I think that's the most public place we have.
Aerospace. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. We'd have to do it like in a park or something, which is less convenient. Maybe we're not there yet.
I think let's do it again. We can just get our equipment better set up. I mean, my recollection is there were some of these events you have multipliers for using solar power, renewable power. We got it for using generator power last year. We have generator power. You can do solar power for one rig.
And set up one rig, but then the rest of them are on that. We don't have much. We don't have our. I don't know if we do. Bernie bought the solar power.
He bought it, but I don't know if he's set it up yet.
At least as of October when the last came on. So.
And then he's gotten busy with.
So this is June, right? So both week of June.
The 27th and 28th of June. It's a 24-hour event.
Mm-hmm.
I think it starts at 10 or 11 on the Saturday, and then goes till Sunday. So we only did it for a few hours on Saturday last year. This was our first time in a long time to do it. So. We'll see if we can go on with this time and how people's schedules work out. But yeah, we should do the practice with the antenna thing
Yeah.
As soon as we
April.
Can.
How much?
March or April.
March or April. Yeah, we should check with Jason to see what the status of that radio is.
Yeah, probably that.
Oh, the one that you took out of the trailer like 3 months ago or something when we went to visit it?
Yeah. Well, and it had been, we told him in June that it needed fixed, and it hadn't moved.
Right.
Well, we pulled it out. We disconnected it, and that helped a lot, because then he would just went and picked it up and brought it to the place. I'm not sure if it's been repaired yet or not. I'll talk to Jason.
Because it would be useful to be able to hook the antenna to a radio and, like, test it. Rather than just that, I mean, setting it up is useful, but...
Well, we could, some people have a problem with it.
Yeah, that's true.
To your point, part of setting it up is tuning.
Mm-hmm. Matching, I guess it's a matching process to it.
Another thing that we talked about a couple of times in some of the past meetings and is an emergency repeater or a crossband repeater. Mm-hmm. Now that we have a TMB71A, you can do a crossband. But you can work a lot to do a test and see how that works.
Yeah. We don't have any information about the real repeater, regular repeater that they come with.
That was the first time I'd seen him.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to speak, decided not to.
I think a crossband repeater is would be useful for probably emergency use.
Right, and that would.
We could try it out for the on the next cert day.
So I did a lot of research on repeaters, and for all of our parameters in terms of size and weight and power and all that, it appears to me that the only technically feasible option is a crossband repeater.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the VHF rigs
they just
built in.
So, did you do enough to know, like, what we need to get and where we need to put it and how we need to set it up?
I think the first two parts of that you've already done and have the receipt for. The how to set it up is probably in the manual. So I know there are YouTube videos.
But that lives in my lab right now.
Your lab now became the Emergency Communications Center. You didn't know that?
We were going to put that in the trailer.
I thought you knew that.
Although, actually, I mean, that was only...
No, we can get one. But
the whole thing, including tax, was $720.
Wow.
How much for that radio?
$341.
Okay.
But then you have to buy a power supply.
We have power supply already.
Okay.
So we have plenty of power in the trailer.
Right,
okay.
So it was $341 for the radio.
Because we have...
And then the rest was antenna and power supply.
I think we have... I found one from... what we could do is we could test it in your set.
Right.
See if we like it. Even try it out on a cert day.
Yeah.
And then once we find it, give our recommendation to Jason to buy it for the trailer. And he buys an antenna, because the antennas he has on the roof of that thing are already more junk.
Yeah,
no, we don't. So we just say, okay, buy this. And then all he would need to buy is the antenna and the radio and mounting cable, whatever.
Right.
And so it's like $600 and he has it.
Right.
So I think we should test it. Why don't you, as your enjoying your new radio. Read through the manual and figure out how to turn that on. And then maybe either at a meeting or during, we can at a meeting we can test.
You could also do it as part of the morning nap. Sure. I mean, we have a 2-meter simplex and a repeater frequency.
Yeah. I
don't
know if we look at it first. I just had it set up today.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Okay. Anything else? So you're trying to get license, right?
Oh, I got my license.
Oh, you did get
it. Yes.
We need to get to the general now.
Yeah, I'd like
to work on general next.
Yes. So I'm doing all
this. The Gordon West book seems to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also testing tools and apps you can put on your phone.
Okay.
I'm sure there's plenty of apps for your iPhone. Quiz yourself over. You probably did that with your issue pass.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, in terms of operating the equipment we have here at DA, the sufficiency of the technician license, right?
Well,
to
use, except for the HF stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. For VHF and UHF and whatever your license privileges are. Because I know you can do 20 meters and 10 meters on
CW.
Not voice, though.
I think there is a few frequencies you can use voice, at least on 10 meters. You can use 10 and 6.
If you were interested in this morning map occasionally.
Are you in the
8? I'm in here at the 8.
Oh, okay.
So,
Do you have a radio?
Any
talkie?
No, I don't have. Well, I mean, just have. There's a family radio.
You don't have a ham radio yet.
I don't have a ham radio.
Okay. Do you want recommendation?
Recommendation. And then, do you have something that I can try out to see how they work? Say, get some things I can borrow, or
we don't have any handy talkies that we can borrow. Like you said, they tend to not come back. But you're welcome to talk to personally to members and stuff.
Oh, okay. That's it.
If it's I'm sorry.
The Kenwood and the ASU are the two.
Yeah, the Ocean is fine. Even a Balfang is not bad.
Yeah.
And they're cheap. Those ones are cheap. And this is like $100 and Balfang's like
$30 on Amazon.
How do you spell them? Balfang.
E-A-O-F-A-N-G.
They're rebranding it though, so you might see another P Balfang or something.
Balfang.
And the
just look up on Amazon. And what you want at least is a 2-meter 440.
Yeah.
Radio, and you would like at least 5 watts.
Okay.
I think the one model number is like 5 UV, something like that.
Yeah, it's really inexpensive. It's good. You can't. I mean, if it doesn't work, who cares? It's only $3.
Right. The only caveat with that radio is the menus for programming it are miserable.
Okay.
So. What I did with mine is there's a free program you can program with, and you just buy a cable, which isn't expensive. You could have your computer program with that. But in terms of the hardware, Garrett has a good reputation, and it's really worked well for me. It seems to work fine.
I don't have a Balfang. I have a Wolfshoe, which is fine.
But
this one's a USB.
But the recommendations that Kirk made they're probably better radios.
But if you want to, you can always keep it as a spare. If later on you get something better, then keep that as a spare that you leave in your car or something like that or somewhere. And never have enough radio.
Right. Yeah, okay, that's a good recommendation. Thanks. Okay. I guess I'll see you.
But why do I have to spend $700 getting these up for you? What's the difference between the Baofeng electronics and the
it's more complicated.
It's just a different frequency.
It's a lot more different mode frequencies.
But it's the modes too, when it's paid with USSB and versus just the band needs.
Yeah.
A much wider range too.
But $700 versus $30.
Yeah. It's expensive. There's no Baofeng.
No,
there's a lot of those Chinese companies coming out with HF radios that are generally working. They're doing professional mobile radio stuff that they're also marketing for ham rather than ham-specific stuff.
They're doing it for what?
For professional mobile radio, LMR. So they're building VHF UHF stuff that are primarily not intended for ham use.
But they can modify it easily to switch it for ham.
Right, it's mainly just to be able to be user programmable versus having to go to the shop to get it programmed.
There's no commercial market that's driving them to HF frequencies since it's not used that much. Except for the military. Doesn't it kind of pop the submarines?
Yeah, so this is probably the one.
And there's several related, but they're all basically the same radio. Okay. This is slightly different features, very slightly different. But that's the one.
Yeah, I have some of those. I have a UV82X, which does 2 meter and 220. I have a UV5Rs that do 2 meter and 440. I tried Bernie's Bullshunt that does, I think, 2 meter and 220. I found it to be no better as far as the selectivity or sensitivity than the UV5R, and it's quite a bit more expensive. It's like two to three times as expensive.
$60.
The 220 one I think is more expensive.
Oh, I didn't get it. Mine just does 440.
So I found it to be not really any different. In fact, I found the sensitivity on the UV5R to be better. I have a TH F6A that I find to be not really any better in VHF or UHF than the Bofengs even. The advantage is you can do HF, which is nice. But for UHF and VHF, I don't find it to be any better. But it's substantially more expensive. So if you really only want to do VHF, UHF, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm starting out with.
That's good. And programming the Baofengs really, it's not that bad if you go to the web and to find the better information about how to program it. If you try to use the instructions that come with it, yeah, you'll go insane. But going to the internet to find the instructions, it's actually not that hard. I mean, I programmed all my hand with 100 frequencies on it. It doesn't take that long. It's not that hard. Once you get that information from outside of the manual. Yeah. But yeah, you can use Chirp and program it yourself. And you have to do that if you want to do certain things, like block out transmit, which you may want to do if you're programming in like public service frequencies. Like LA County Sheriff is all on, still analog. So you don't want to accidentally transmit on that. And if you want to include the names, like alphanumeric names. I'd rather just have the numbers because I'd rather remember the frequencies. But some people like to have the names. If this is the repeat of the W6EGO repeater or whatever. It's easier to refer to.
I have 60 things programmed in here. I don't remember all. So you need to have the TRW repeater instead of for the Mount Wilson.
Right.
I have to look it up.
Thanks. Are we going to go upstairs?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, trying to schedule time with Joe for quite a while to get up there, but his schedule and mine never lined up for the past 3 months, so... so I've never been up there. I don't know where it is.
I don't know what happened.
All right, let's get in there.